Hello again, this is Ron, and I'm going to be doing another podcast. This is Ron's update number 116, maybe. This is Ron's update number 116, brought to you by the number 116. I want to go over what's been happening for the past few weeks. As you know, this is an unscripted, scheduled podcast by me that I do whenever I get in the mood, and I'm in the mood. It's a rainy Tuesday in beautiful downtown Lilburn, Georgia. I'm scheduled by my coach to run 3 miles, and my coach is me. So I'm going to meet my daughter Laura this afternoon down at Lilburn Park, and we're going to run 3 miles. And then once we've completed the 3 mile run, we're going to do some 20 second pickups at about 95% effort with a 2 minute walk in between. Probably only do 3 to 5 of those. In my garage, you're going to hear the door open. Doesn't that sound squeaky? I'm getting ready to get in my car and head off to the grocery store. And I guess I'll record while I'm driving. The only problem is a lot of times when I do this, the background noise is awful loud. So I don't like the quality of the recording and then I trash it. But we'll try, okay? I'll go over what I've been doing since when? First of the year? I don't know if I've done a podcast to go over my races. I've done 3 actual races, 1 4-miler and 2 5Ks. I registered for a half marathon and didn't do it. I'll give you the details on that. And I did the Galloway 13.1 virtual half marathon last Saturday, which meant that I went out and ran 13.1 miles and turned in my results. So now we'll backtrack on what I've been doing. I ran a 4-miler on January 1st, Atlanta Track Club race. And it was a bad start and a good end, I guess would be the way to say it. The first mile, I suffered, man. I mean, I didn't warm up before the race. And I can't say I went out fast because the first mile was only like a 11-something pace. But it was just, I could tell I just wasn't warmed up. My heart rate wouldn't, you know, I didn't peg out on heart rate, but it just felt like I wasn't able to get up there, and I was just tight all over. And then after the first mile, I started feeling better, and my pace picked up. So I ended up completing the 4 miles with an average pace of a 10:50, and I think I came in about 5th in my age group. 5th or 6th, I forget. I'd have to look. And then the next weekend was the Peachtree City 5 and 10K, another Atlanta Track Club race. Well, actually, it wasn't the next weekend. I think it was 2 weeks. And it was a 5K. And I ran it and had a much better race and averaged about 10:09 pace for the 5K. I didn't have the warm-up problem like I did in the 4-miler the couple of weeks before because I actually went out and jogged around a little bit and kind of warmed up. The weather was overcast and kind of windy and cold, but I was comfortable during the race, and I felt like I had a decent race. Plus, I'd lopped off some time pace-wise. So then the next weekend was Atlanta Track Club Hearts and Souls 5K. And it was at the Perimeter College and on Panthersville Road over in DeKalb County, which is east of Atlanta. And I had another decent run there. It was even colder than Peachtree City was. It was, I think, right at 31 degrees when the race started. But I had jogged around quite a bit before that race, and when I took off, I felt much better, and I averaged a 10:02 pace for that race for 5K. So my times are coming down, so I feel encouraged about that, but we're still not talking about rocket speed here for a geezer, right? Anyway. So now back to this half marathon that I registered for and didn't run. I found out that they had the Run the Reagan half marathon like the day before it was to run. I hadn't been paying attention because I hadn't been planning on running one. And my buddy Joe said that he was going to run the 10K because they had a 5K, 10K, and a half marathon. So I thought, well, maybe that would be a good place to do a half marathon and get my virtual half in for the Galloway, which I'll go into later on. So I went over there Friday evening and registered for the race Saturday morning. And everything was cool. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife woke me up. She had extreme pains in her chest. So we had to take her to the emergency room at the hospital. And they admitted her about 6:30 in the morning. So I was over there from about 2:30 until 6. And I just wasn't geared up to go run a half marathon when my wife was in the hospital. And then it turned out that they kept her overnight and then released her on Sunday morning about 10 o'clock and said that her gallbladder needed to be removed and they were going to schedule the operation for the next week. So that wiped out my Run the Reagan half marathon, and I ended up with a nice shirt for a race I didn't run. So what do you do with those? I guess I'll wear it. I mean, it's not a finisher shirt because they give it to you before you run the race, and they give you a medal when you finish. So I can wear that shirt and not feel guilty about it. So now to the Galloway. As you know, or may not know, Jeff Galloway had a half marathon in Atlanta on December 15th. And if you could not run that race, you could register for the Galloway 13.1 virtual half marathon. And you could run that anytime between December 15th, which was the day of the real race, until I found out March 23rd, 26th, something like that of 2015. So I had registered for that virtual, and that was why I was going to do the Run the Reagan, because I could kill two birds with one stone. I could run the half marathon at the Reagan run and then turn in that time for my Galloway virtual half, So I would have two races for the price of one there. Well, not really, because I had to pay for the virtual half. Even though it was a reduced price, I still had to, you know, pay for it, because they give you a T-shirt and a medal if you finish. So when I couldn't run the Reagan, that wiped out that whole thing. And the Reagan was like on the 17th. I don't know if that was a Saturday. Anyway, in that time period. So I had about 2 weeks, I thought, because I thought I had to get this virtual half over by March 1st. That's what I thought. So I felt kind of pressured. I was going to have to do this half sometime. So it turned out that the next weekend, they admitted my wife to the hospital on Friday to get her gallbladder removed. So I spent all Friday at the hospital with her, and they thought that they were going to keep her overnight, but then they decided that she could go home. So we went home late Friday night, and then I spent the weekend. I couldn't go out and run a half when she just got back from the hospital, when she needs me there to help her, you know. So the first part of that weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I was helping her, and I just kind of didn't get to run at all. So I was really feeling pressure. So finally, like on a Wednesday, or it might even been Thursday, I got a 5 mile run in, which is the first run that week. And I got up Saturday morning, and it was overcast, but it wasn't rainy, and it wasn't really a bad day. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to put on my running clothes and head out the door, and I'm going to start a training run, and hopefully it'll be for 13.1 miles. So it definitely wasn't a race. It was a training run, 13.1 virtual half marathon. So that's what I did. I finally got it finished on February 28th, the last day, I thought, because I thought I had to have it done before March 1st. And I turned in my results to the Galloway organization, and I got an email saying that my shirt and my medal are coming in the mail. So I got that out of the way, and that was this last Sunday. So I've run 3 real races and a virtual half marathon for the first 2 months of the year. So I am going to continue. I've registered for a Dirty Spokes trail race, which is on the 14th of March. I think it's 5.4 mile trail race up at University of North Georgia campus up at Gainesville. I think it's really Oxford, but I don't know if it's Oxford. What do they call it? Yeah, well, anyway, Gainesville, Georgia. And we'll see how my trail running skills are. I went out that 5 mile run I mentioned prior to the half marathon effort last Thursday. I ran that on the trail mostly with a new pair of Ultra Olympus shoes, zero drop, and they are pretty nice shoes. They've got as much cushioning as my Hokas, so I put them in the rotation with my Hokas, and they'll probably get a lot of use, because I think my Bondi 2s, my Hokas, are almost at 500 miles now. I mean, they still are good shoes. That's the ones I wore to do my half last Saturday. So they're still good shoes, but I just need another pair to put in a rotation. So that's my Ron's update for now, and I will talk to you again soon. Oh, and if you listen to this podcast on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you'd go and put in some comments on iTunes and rate it. You know, I mean, I don't know whether you consider it mediocre, okay, whatever, but whatever it is, put it in there, because it not only helps me figure out if this is even worth doing, if people are interested in listening to it, or, you know, it's good feedback, which I get very little of. So I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.